Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:06 in the morning. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, on the 2nd of May, well, we lost April 2016. Now we're into May. Now, Linda, and this is spring, so what do you do in spring? What do you do in spring, Bo? You work on your yard, right?
Linda has spring cleaning.
Yeah, that's right. Well, she's been spring cleaning, but now she's got the crew out this morning in the yard. And there are truckloads, yards of some kind of monkey hair. I'm not sure what that is, but I think it's got something to do with bark, is being delivered today. And she's got guys out there already. They're scared. She's out there with her bandana on top of her head. She ties her bandana a little bit different than everybody else. It's kind of like the knots in the front. Hmm. So it kind of looks like, you know, on the syrup bottles, Aunt Jemima, you know, that kind of what it's kind of like, you know, that type of
okay.
You know what I mean?
It's a
forward tie instead of back, and I never asked her why that was. Well, I have asked her. She said, well, that's the way I've always done it. Hmm. She is out there today. She was already out in the yard preparing when I left. I almost felt guilty.
Well,
before
it really gets hot, this is the time to get all
this done.
This is a
good time to do it. Yeah, like I said, she's got everybody coming in. So good morning, everybody. It's Monday morning, and we're going to have a great week here. This Friday, you know, the rodeo season for here in Reading is really kicking off. This Friday, they're having a media trail ride out at Anselmo's Vineyard. Yeah, Anselmo's is kind of coming back online there a little bit. They're going to have, anyway, but all the media people are going to be out there riding horses and having a great lunch and probably maybe even a little wine out there, if you can imagine people in the media drinking.
Wine and people unfamiliar with horses.
No, this is afterwards. No, it's like riding a motorcycle or shooting a gun. You do not touch the wine until you've already been on the horse and you've come back and we've counted everybody. So,
I was just picturing, somehow an image from Paint Your Wagon suddenly popped into my head.
Yeah, you know, it's just like, you know, here comes the horse back by itself. There was somebody on this horse. Was there somebody on this horse when we left? So, you know what, here's the best thing about this. I've ridden horses my whole life. I've engaged in sports on horses like polo and endurance rides, and I've taken horses in and out of high country and packing in and out. Ridden a lot in my life, and when we come to these things, I don't ride. You know what I do? People say, do you want to ride? No, I'm just going to sit here and take photos. And then when they come back, I escort them right back to where they're sitting down. They're having a great lunch and a little wine. And I just have a great time that way. Sometimes when you get into trail horses, I don't ride trail horses. Never have. Okay, new owner, new chef. Yeah, they do have a new chef out there. In fact, we're going to be talking about it more. The new owner, of course, has brought in a new chef, a guy out of New York City. Yeah, New York City. Hey, the guy's he's got a comedy show back there on a cable channel.
Really?
Yeah. Linda was out there and said it was, you know, she said the guy is funny and that he cooks great Italian food. So there, you know, I don't know. You know what? That's the only thing I know about it out there, except they're planting more vines, and they're still in fixed combat with the county. They got fined again for something in the kitchen. I mean, because somebody was in the kitchen. I haven't heard the whole story on that, so I'm not going to talk about it. But the county and the Anselmo brand out there is still in a battle.
They will not rest until they just crush it.
You know, it just seems like, you know, everybody goes, oh, we really want them to start. Well, if you really want them to start, why is this continuing to go on? I mean, you know, last time it was, oh, Anselmo, he's such a jerk, you know. Oh, he just thinks he's blah, 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 not realizing the things he tried to do to work with the county and the battles they were having with Russ Maul and the other supervisor, both of whom retired during this battle because of, you know, lawsuits and everything. Who knows? What else? Whatever reason it was. But then Anselmo at the end says, okay, fine. I'm going to sell the place. I'm leaving $1 million he left to fix things. $1 million. You think about that. It's in escrow. And off he goes. Never to come back here again. A lot of people, hey, no. You know what? If you got to know Reverge and Somo, you realize he does have a big heart. He was helping a lot of people out. Mm-hmm. Trust me. His people loved him out there. And, you know, what he's just like everybody else. We all have a little, we have our own little foibles.
Yeah.
Some of us more than others. However, it's still going on out there. And I just, it seems like this guy is putting a lot of grapes out there. He wants to make this into like a Napa Valley type thing. And we've
That's been an effort forever.
I mean, we could do that. Anyway, what's the weather look like this week, Bad Bum?
Well, look forward to a rather unsettled week. We got thunderstorms in the forecast starting this afternoon. The high will be up around 84, so a tad on the muggy side. More possibility of thunderstorms tomorrow. Wednesday, it gets down to it. High probability, 80% precipitation. So highs will be in the upper 70s, low 80s. Overnight lows in the mid to upper 60s. So it's going to be, mid to upper 50s. So kind of a rock and roll week. We could see some lightning strikes up in the mountains. And that, of course, will make life interesting for the folks who have to fight fires. 58 degrees in Redding as we speak. The Shasta Lake, and I can give you first-hand commentary on that, is absolutely gorgeous at 11 feet from the top. All of the above being brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Better-known business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Chuck and Judy Kitty have it. We won awards for hiring veterans out there at Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. You know, it's spring. Here's the other thing about spring, my friend, is the fact that we're outside, we're moving around. The whole weekend was filled with things to do. We've got yard work, we're digging, we're planting, and it's spring is in the air. What can I say? So now is the time with more exposure to natural light. You know, because, you know, it stays later, you know, stays light later. You still want to get that good night's sleep. All of us have to get up early. So why and how do you do that? That's with Sleep Number. That's right. It's our buddies over at Sleep Number with Sleep IQ technology, which helps you sleep better, gives you ideas on how to sleep better. My Sleep Number setting is 60. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40. When I sleep so well on that mattress. And I'll tell you, that, you know, people that know me, that I've had injuries through my life. And sometimes it's hard for some of us as we get older, like Bob, to find that comfy spot. So having a mattress that you can adjust for how you feel that evening, you can't beat that. And whether you cut back on caffeine, you exercise more, you work more out in the yard, you want to keep that sleep. Remember the three pillars of health. It's diet, exercise, and sleep. Right now, you go on down to Sleep Number, and you can find gifts for a better sleep. Right now, if you buy a Sleep Number mattress, you get two pillows for free. That's right, two pillows for free right here in town. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go on over to our Sleep Number store. You have Brian, Janice, or any of the professionals out there that can help you with your choice. And let me tell you, people that are friends of ours, people that are listening to us, advertisers who have and not advertisers, but people that listen to us, when they go down there, they get this bed. We get phone calls, or they see us. Hey, you were right. You're right. This is the best bed I ever slept on. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 15 minutes after the hour 7 here on the 2nd of May. Carl and Linda Bott, we'll come back and we're talking about safe guns. Everybody should have a safe gun.
Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at MegastarFinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 30443.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
When school is out, science is in at Turtle Bay's Discovery Camps. Children ages 7 to 10 are invited to join us for a week-long camp as we discover different sides of science, art, and history during our summer camps in June. Registration is open now. Discovery Camp is presented by Steve and Deborah Osborne and is part of the Creativity Garden, a nationwide project of the Association of Science Technology Centers, generously supported by Disney. For more information and to register, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hi, it's Linda Bott and Molly Kidd. Join us on Thursday night during On the Spot at 6 p.m.
Also on the first Thursday of every month, join Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We bring you art, entertainment, food, highlights, and all the stuff going on in the North State.
Don't forget the giveaways, lots of laughs, and great information.
That's On the Spot Thursdays at 6 p.m.
here on KCNR 1460.
Brought to you by Dandelion Gift and Apparel, Wind River Resort at Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
A little flashback.
A little flashback to Batman back in the 60s. 7:18 in the morning. Welcome back. May the 2nd, right here in KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Give them a call at 222-2750. Now, they have the greatest selection of estate jewelry. They have it all. New owners, same quality jewelry, same brand and percentage of frame, same brand of honesty. When you go in there and you ask them to say, you know, what's this worth? They're going to tell you. They're just really good people down there, Rebecca and her husband. He's a gemologist, and he can design and build any type of jewelry that you want. Plus, they have the only trained watch repairman in the whole area. Works right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4. Okay, a lot of things happening. Military Order of the Purple Hearts, and we've been talking about this a lot. Their annual golf tournament. This is where they, this is a fundraiser, and the net, and the proceeds stay right here. They're going to veterans assistance programs and scholarship funds. This year, they gave $7,000 in scholarships to local high school and college students. Multiple donations to veterans home and a close, and of course, am I having a problem this morning? I mean,
old war injury, no
I'm
doubt.
I'm telling you, man, no, I don't know. Including financial assistance to veterans' families with spouses deployed. Okay. Now, you can sponsor a hole at $150 a hole. Cash donations as well as raffle prizes of any value would be appreciated. Now, it's too really probably too late for that, except for the cash donations. Give Gunny Filin a call, 339-5449 or call J.T. Thomason out at Gold Hills, 246-7867. This is going to be a great, great golf tournament. You know, chow, everything's going to be there. I think you can get a shirt. All right, that's this Saturday, May 7th, 2016.
Are you going to go out there and swing a club and swear a lot?
I don't need eight to swing a club to swear a lot.
One besides, often leads to the
you,
other.
Let me tell you something. I get my money's worth out of a golf course. You know, these people that go out there and, you know, swing the club 70 times, frankly, I think are fools. Because, you mean, you're paying big bucks to go out there and play. So I'm
you
out
get
there.
Your exercise.
Hey, I'm out there. I swing 100, 150 times. You know, I'm chasing the ball down because it doesn't go far enough to get back in the cart.
Great.
To get back in the cart to drive. Sometimes it's in places the cart can't even get close to you. You're afraid it's going to fall over. So you have to climb down there and you hit. I get to meet wildlife out there. It's, you know, snakes, you know, there's, you know, squirrels, they're out there, they haven't seen a human in you know, a year, and there's my golf ball right there.
Why don't they make a golf ball mortar? I could do better with a mortar.
You know, what happened to the old golf ball throw and toss game? Yeah. You can just throw the golf ball, and then as you get close, you can toss it and then roll it in. What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. One safe place, walk a mile in her shoes, Saturday, May 14th. It doesn't take a lot for this, my friends. Just go out there and get yourself a large set. Well, depending on how big you are, a large set of heels. Go out there and get 25 of your friends to give you 10 bucks a piece to do it. And then offer to do extra things, like Joe Chimani. You know, he sells the painting of his toes. And Tyler, you know, Tyler Whitlow is in charge of this. Of the, you know, the whole campaign. I bet you could probably give him extra money. He'd wear boas, he'd wear strange hats, and probably earrings out there, all to raise money for One Safe Place. That's right. Register at 10 a.m. on the day of the event or in advance at One Safe Place or online at ospshasta.org. It's a good
and
thing.
Speaking of the organization, of course, they're starting to gear up fundraising for Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County Style, now going into its 10th year.
That's right. Yeah. That's coming up, too. Wow. You know, there's big things. Obama says, I want to make guns safer. So everybody's jumping into this. You know, he wants everybody to get this safe gun technology.
Little flag comes out, says bang.
Yeah, yeah. Something like that. Yeah. Here it is. My thoughts on it, and I've done a lot of shooting in my life. They talk about, and invariably they talk about the fingerprint technology on your iPhone. My friends, eat something with your hands. I don't care what it is. Taco, fried chicken. I don't care what it is. An egg. Eat it with your hands. Then take that thumb and put it on your iPhone and see if it works.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't work. You get out of the shower and you're dried off. You put your finger there. It doesn't work. Why? Because the skin has plumped up, or whatever it is that happens. You know when your skin gets a little wrinkly.
Yeah.
Anything you do, anything that takes a touch like that, or here's the other great idea. Oh, just wear a bracelet, and then it'll give that. It'll be like a wireless. It'll be like a wireless signal to your gun to say it can fire.
As a person involved with technology, I can count the number of ways that's a really bad idea.
Or there's another one. There's the old chip in the you can wear a ring, and then you have a chip in the weapon. Now, any one of these is expensive, and I think they fixed the 22 up. It cost $2,600. And what the state of New Jersey said was, hey, look, as long as there's smart technology out there, then you have to have guns with smart technology. Well, then Christie just vetoed it. He said, that's stupid. They don't work. So now President Obama's pushing the smart technology. And frankly, you know, wouldn't that be nice that every time you picked up a gun, the only person that could shoot it was you? Well, what happens if you get, like, wounded? Or you can't shoot it, and your wife picks it up. Gun doesn't work. What happens about that? What happens if you God forbid, your right arm or your strong arm gets hurt, and you have to shift to your other hand? Is it going to be able to do that? Because now you're gripping it in a different way.
How did Dr. Danuka put it, that in India only the rich or the criminals have guns and there's very little difference between the two?
Most of that's the same.
Yeah.
Now, so here's the thing is, they say, well, you know what, if the military had that gun, that would prove it. So now, or the police. Now you're seeing police associations all of a sudden going, you want us to wear a gun with unproven technology in a life and death situation? Are you kidding me? Because if they can do that, then they can force everybody else to do it. Unfortunately, that technology hasn't gotten here. I know is that my phone doesn't always work on the iPad, so then I have to punch in a number. So do I do that if I am my gun? Is there like a little keypad there?
Yeah.
And I have to go, and then it starts, ready to fire.
Your gun's display suddenly blinks. Downloading update.
Downloading update. I love that. Oh, now do you have to plug it in every night? You have to plug your gun in every night? Oh, no, it works on a battery. Oh, a battery? A battery that just might stop. Oops. Oh, right in the middle of a gunfight, and you look down, and it's going blinking red.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Hey, you got an extra one of those little flat batteries? Got an extra one of those? Oh, no, man, sorry. Hey, how about some ammo? Nope, sorry, it's illegal for me to hand you ammo in the state of California.
We have reached a point of the inmates are well and truly in charge of
anyway,
the asylum.
Anyway, this newest guy that's trying it out is a guy by the name of Mossberg. Yeah, the same Mossberg family that, you know, builds shotguns and rifles now.
And
he's a son. And yeah, they're good. And he says, you know what? Now here's, and so, you know, maybe there's a, you know, for the Obama people and other people like that, there's a little silver lining here. Here's a guy who's been on guns his whole life, and he says, I want to pick up a gun and it works. I don't want to worry about it not working, you know, just because there's something in between. So he's been working on it for like 10 years trying to come up with, and this is how tough this is. He's been working on it for 10 years to try and get a gun that has some kind of external safety that's on your body so that it only works when your hand or that piece of equipment, in this case a ring, lays up next to it, lays up onto the weapon itself. And I can just think of so many reasons this doesn't work. Just think of so many reasons. Yesterday, we were teaching an advanced class. By the way, the people in advanced class, I'm going to go through their names real quick, not last names, but Bob and Brandon and Chris and Bev, Don and Mike, advanced class. This is the type of class that goes well beyond your average on your CCW training, including to the point is what happens if somebody gets in close to you, the strike and draw and fire from a distance of about 2 feet. To get the person off you and give you room to be able to shoot and then back up shooting. This is the kind of situation where you want to make sure, you know, that pistol has to work 100% of the time. It can't be downloading something. It can't have a bad battery. It can't have your hands wet because you're defending yourself and now you're having to draw your pistol and now nothing's working because your hand's wet. The whole concept, if it could be infallible, then maybe you can think about it, because there are tragedies out there. And cops do get shot throwing guns, and toddlers are shooting people, it seems like. Somehow, people are leaving their guns adrift with a four-year-old who just picks it up and shoots somebody. It's terrible. But there's no reason that it happened, except people are careless.
Yeah, well, I would submit that far more youngsters are hurt by getting into the bleach cabinet than are being hurt by firearms. It's just that nobody prints a headline because a toddler gets into the Comet or the dishwasher or chews on a package of dishwasher soap because it looks like a candy, whoever had that freaking bright idea. But that doesn't make headlines because it's not sexy.
Yeah. I see. Did you see the phone? I got to take a break, and we'll be right back. A lot of things happening this weekend and this week, and we're going to be talking about that. We've got a lot of stuff happening in the, of course, the political scene and other parts of this. And at 8 o'clock, we're having our buddies from Enjoy the Magazine come in. We'll be right back after these messages. We'll be right back.
rodeo, steer wrestling, team roping, saddle bronc riding, barrel racing, and of course, bull riding, rodeo.
Reading Rodeo.
The fun and action-packed events held every night during the rodeo. Reading Rodeo 2016 tickets are on sale now at readingrodeo.com. Don't miss the excitement of the 2016 Reading Rodeo. Get your advance tickets to the barbecue steak feed and dance kicking off the rodeo on Saturday, May 14th. Go to readingrodeo.com. Click on tickets to buy your tickets now. You can get your e-tickets now delivered right to your smartphone or computer. Then just scan them at the event. We'll see you and all your friends at the Reading Rodeo 2016, May 18th through the 21st at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds at Elements Lounge and Wind River Resort and Casino Cinco de Mayo, May 5th. We'll have a night of jazz and fun with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Verimonis on drums, and special guest Lou White from 7 to 9 p.m. That's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, Romance on the River, Cinco de Mayo style, May 5th. Call 243-3377 for reservations today.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
This is Flashback Monday, huh?
Yeah, I'm kind of reliving all the TV programs of my youth.
You're not going to, like, you know, like, cut the cord on your youth, are you?
No.
But I
stumbled across this album and found some good stuff.
I expect, you know, Have Gun Will Travel and a few other things out of there.
I don't know if that's on this list.
May
but
not
I
be.
Know.
How about Magnificent Seven?
Let your producer produce and you
okay, I'll just shut up now. Hey, good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It is 27 minutes until the hour of 8 o'clock. Here I've been chastised. I've been chastised here. Hey, you know what, though? I may be chastised, but I am healthy because I go down to Wellgate Sports Club, and they have it all. This saltwater pool they have here, you can work out all day long in this pool, and it doesn't beat up your body. You don't have all the pounding of the pavement. You don't have all the tendons and ligaments being strained from different things. But you just get in there and you do resistance training, and it is simply outstanding. In fact, Bob has told me that he has been mistaken for Michael Phelps twice now when he's been in that pool.
Not exactly, but I was once mistaken for John Popper of Blues Traveler. I'm not sure what that says.
I guess that's better than John Belushi, though, of the Blues Brothers. All right. Okay, anyway, all of this down there, plus all the machines they have, plus in the people, and the Bohem Spa. You can join there in one of the programs, and you get two spa treatments, which in itself is worth more than the you buying the membership. Linda goes down there faithfully twice a month, pedicures, facials, whatever she does down there. Anyway, give them a call, 768-1205. They know what they're doing. They are really super people down at Wellgate Sports Club. I'm here with Mark Dadigan, Office of the Director of the Community. He's a community education specialist, but especially with the mental health side. Is that right?
Yeah, I coordinate the campaign to stand against stigma to reduce discrimination and stigma and judgments people who have mental health problems are often face. And the goal is to make it easier for people to seek help that can help them live the lives that they want to live and get better, and also to teach people and give people advice on how to support loved ones who are suffering from a mental illness.
Well, you know, mental health is really getting more and more and more headlines and more coverage. That people talk about the Sobering Center, they talk about taking people off the street and arresting people, and you're finding that in a lot of these cases, it's our jails and our police and our hospitals are being used as a treatment center for those that are mentally ill. And not they may be lawbreakers, but not necessarily, you know, out there just doing it because they want to.
Right. And one thing we have at Health and Human Services, and we partner with judicial system, is the Behavioral Health Court, which our clinicians are involved with, and that identifies people who the primary reason for their crime was an untreated mental health issue, and that gives them an opportunity to seek treatment instead of have jail time, and if they complete it, they can have their record expunged and get a second chance. So there's programs like that that are kind of, you know, taking a more holistic view of things, for sure.
I think it's a good idea. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, you're having a Minds Matter, the 9th Annual Mental Health Fair and Music Festival.
That's right.
This Saturday.
Exactly. In Library Park, which is behind the Lorenz Hotel. And the goal is to engage the community, educate them about the mental health resources that are in the community. I hear a lot from people that there's nothing here. We of course, could always use more resources, but I think there's a lot more than people realize. It's just sometimes there are some barriers to finding out about them and connecting with them, and this is a great opportunity to do that. We have more than 45 mental health and wellness services that will be there, and we also have a really great lineup of bands that are going to be performing. Cold Sweat, Together We Burn, and One Soul are our headline acts, and we have some other performances during the day.
Cold Sweat, Together We Burn.
Mm-hmm.
That could have been one band.
Yeah,
anyway,
right.
Hey, Amanda Flowers Peterson has joined us, too. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you.
So what is your part in this?
Well, I am a Brave Face advocate with Mark, and so I go around and share my personal story of mental illness and how recovery happens. But in addition, I have started my own business in town that's a care coordination business to help people get connected to mental health services and kind of delete the barriers that are there.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So do you mind sharing here a little bit?
Absolutely. So my business's name is Zion Case Management Coalition Services, and I pursue predominantly faith organizations, trying to alleviate stigma associated with mental health care and just kind of serving pastors. I previously was a pastor before I lived here. I'm from Minnesota, moved here in 2013, and so wanting to serve people is everywhere, but specifically in faith, in churches and in faith organizations, to make sure that they not only know that it is godly and healthy to get help, but that they get connected to resources the first time, as opposed to allowing their stigma to be a barrier.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the stigma, you know, being in the military, and we, you know, of course, we talk a lot about post-traumatic stress, a lot of the problems at first with identifying, you know, the military members who wanted a career thought if they sought treatment for post-traumatic stress, it would have an impact on their career. I don't know if that was true or not. Maybe it was a long time ago, but not so much. Well, not anymore, because it's very, very much, it's openly talked about. There's been a couple of general officers who have come out and said that, hey, look, I'm being treated for it, you know, from, you know, times when I was in Vietnam and past. So you're trying to get over that. So this is a big part. If you can, receiving that help, if you think there's something that could be done.
Yeah, and I think you're right that especially in the military circles, there's been a lot of great progress in normalizing and letting people know PTSD is not an unusual thing, especially when you're in extremely stressful situations. But there's still a lot of work to be done. I was just telling you about, we have a speaker named Mike, who is a a Marine vet, and we just did a presentation to a group at the VA. It's a group of caregivers who are, they're mostly wives of vets. And, you know, we were talking a lot about what their husbands are going through, and Mike's story really related to the same type of symptoms. And it was really helpful for them just to realize that they're not alone, that what their loved ones are dealing with, are, you know, a lot of people deal with it, and that there are treatments out there that can be effective, especially for PTSD. There's a lot of great treatments.
There is. And, you know, and people, you know, people think that there's, like, everybody in the military's got it, and it's been diagnosed, I think it's 10%.
Yeah.
And even then, it's treatable. I mean, there's a lot of people who have been diagnosed with it, but they're living extraordinarily normal lives. Because, yeah. you know, a lot of times it's just realizing what it is.
Mm-hmm. I was diagnosed with PTSD, and so just also giving a face to the factor that PTSD can also be experienced with childhood trauma, which we have a lot of in this community, mm-hmm. and there is resources, but there's not a ton if you're not a vet, and that is something I'm also kind of advocating for, to get more things available for people that are trying to on-ramp to getting help and getting diagnosed with PTSD from childhood trauma situations.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right, and people talk about PTSD in the military. My question has always been, or my stand's always been, you don't know where they were when they came in the military.
Oh, yeah.
You don't test them before they come in. You test them when they're leaving. Like, and just like Amanda had a childhood trauma, she's already at a certain level of post-traumatic stress. It has nothing to do with the military. It could be car wrecks, sexual assault. It could be a parents dying. It could be almost anything that has an impact on people's lives.
Yeah.
So that's what I would say. We don't have a baseline of people coming into the military before we start saying they've got it when they walk out. Because we've got people who never was in combat mm-hmm. that are coming out and being diagnosed with PTSD, which is a little strange.
Yeah, well, and also I think it's important to remember that PTSD really is a spectrum. So, and then every person has a different level of resiliency. And like you're saying, a part of that can be your experiences before you get into the military. So, you know, you could have three soldiers who are in the same unit who experience the same things, and, you know, one guy might be fine, two guys might have different levels of PTSD after that.
It's, you know what, a lot of it's mindset, too. I don't want to, you know, I'm not belittling anybody, because it's real.
Yeah.
But, you know, but you're right. One person, okay, that was it. And because of their life they've led, that they can accept that and they move on. Or others, it's like, oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Now, you've got, I don't think I've seen this many groups in one spot in my life.
Oh, yeah.
Here, all have to do with mental health.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
well,
we're going to have
part, yeah.
45 different exhibitors. We do have, I think, three exhibitors who will be there for the vets, Chico Vets Center, or the VA, and Healing Waters. So, you know, if you are a vet or have a loved one who's a vet, we have a lot of stuff for you there. And it's just going to be a good time, lots of great performances.
Women's Health Specialties, Right Education Services, mm-hmm. National Alliance on Mental Illness, One Safe Place, People Progress. Gosh, a lot of things, a lot of different things going on.
Yeah,
here.
Whatever. And, you know, and one thing we try to let people know is 1 in 4 people every year have a diagnosable mental health issue. So, you know, it's something that a lot of us experience, or a lot of our family members are experiencing. So, you know, we need to bring it out of the darkness and just, you know, start talking about this and support people who are dealing with it, because it's part of the human condition.
Yeah. I want to take a quick break here, and I want to come back and talk about this some more. I want to talk about the mental health avenues open here, and I want to talk about how Amanda got here inspired to start all this.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. We'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, veteran-owned business with Espresso Joe's. That just is absolutely fabulous coffee and any type of brew you could possibly think of. Veterans get discounts there, of course, at Espresso Joe's. And walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor. That is just, you just have to walk in there, soak up the ambiance, walk outside. You're good. Right there, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, veteran-friendly, owned by veterans, open 7 days a week. We'll be right back after these messages with Mark and Amanda. Tell that your tie's too wide. Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress and splash until you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll. I think one of the major
frustrations with people going to the big box store and trying to pick out their window coverings for their home. It's really hard to pick something out in the light any place but your own home. Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out, we'll bring all sorts of different samples, we'll listen to your needs, and we'll put together something that's going to fit within your budget and give you just what you're looking for. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blinds as a whole, there's approximately 1,100 franchises across the United States and Canada. So we have a lot of pull with manufacturers. A big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable. With no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered. If the dog ate them or if the roof caved in, whatever that reason might be, you're covered. My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window covering, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web, budgetblinds.com.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just a distance, but also an attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling. It must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. And I will keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Each Saturday at 9 o'clock, it's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. And we have great community sponsors.
Chronic Disaster Services, they do it all. Zach Bay at State Farm Insurance, your good neighbor in Reading. James Luna at Gold Star Mortgage.
Mast Roofing, Mast keeps you covered. Each week we cover many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform you of what's happening. So tune in each Saturday at 9 o'clock to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show, it's the happening place.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebot. Linda has got her group of workers out in the front yard and the backyard and the side yard. You know, you don't even want to have Linda in charge.
No truth to the rumor there's a bullwhip coiled up.
No. What she does is she sets the example. She starts working and is just like, and then everybody tries to keep up with her. We'll probably lose two or three of them by noon. They'll just drop over. But she's getting that, the yards and everything else done. I'm not sure what 2 yards of monkey hair bark look like. I'm not sure. Anyway, hey, this portion of the show is, but I'll know by the end of the day, I'm sure. This portion of the show brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods. Kyle and Ed DeFore own this, locally owned, locally operated. Of course, Kyle has a sports show on the station here on Tuesday nights from 6 to 7. I tell you, this guy has got an encyclopedic mind when it comes to facts and figures. You want to know what's going on with the draft, the football draft? Talk to Kyle. Just head on out to Mighty Fine Foods at 299 and Deschutes and say, "Hey, it's Kyle here. I'd like to talk to him about the draft." Boom. There you got it. Hey, they started their barbecues again. One-stop shop on the way to the lake out there. Over 250 different kinds of beers. 250 different kinds of beer. Not 250 beers. 250 different kinds of beers. All of this out there at Mighty Fine Foods. Locally owned, locally operated. Hire 20 of our local people out there. Shop local, stay local. Again, 299 in Deschutes, Bella Vista. Hey, I'm here with Mark Dadigan, who is with the Health and Human Services Agency, and Amanda Flowers Peterson, who is here as an entrepreneur that helps those in need of mental support. Did I get pretty close on that?
Good.
I did that? Okay, good. Hey, you know, let's talk a little bit about the Sobering Center.
Sure.
They talk about a sobering center. It used to be, you know, more jail time. Now they're talking about a sobering center that they can put out there that people come in that the police pick up. They give them a choice. You want to go to jail, you want to go to the sobering center. And this is kind of something they started down in San Antonio. And, of course, they've got made it big. We'll start smaller. And once they get them in there and they come down off their high, they've got people there to start counseling them and to kind of start looking at them. Of course, some of these are going to have mental health problems. Some of them, maybe not. Of course, if you're constantly under the influence, I think you probably have some kind of mental health problem, self-medicating. And then from there, if they don't want any more help from there, if they feed them and clean them up, they can leave. But the ones that do, they kind of start putting them into the system. The San Antonio model is if they want help, they take them and put them into a housing, maybe a kind of, you know, three to a room, barracks. I'm not sure how they do it, but they start to house them, and then they start the transition process. Possible here?
I mean, I think anything's possible if we get enough political or public support behind it. But from a Stand Against Stigma point of view, it makes a lot of sense because, you know, we have a lot of speakers in our program who talk about recovery from substance abuse and addiction, and most everyone we've met, they've had an underlying. They started drinking, like you were saying, or using drugs to self-medicate because of an untreated mental health issue or trauma or external stressors in their life. And there's a lot more research indicating that's the root of a lot of addiction problems. So, and also there's a lot of research that indicates if you can detox someone, that is a good. Once they detox, there's better opportunities to engage them in treatment. But that can be the real challenge. Is engaging people in treatment because, as it's been described to me, if you've lived most of your life relying on substance abuse and building a life around that, it can be scary or to try something new, and you could also just feel hopeless and not feel like you can do it. And so having a center there where there are people to build trust and build relationships, even if they end up getting dropped over there six or seven times in a year, you know, that can lead to people getting the will to change.
Yeah, just once they get into it. Now, Amanda, what do you find when you're talking to people? Does it take several times before the light goes on?
For sobering?
Well,
from substance abuse?
Not only substance abuse, but, I mean, if people with mental health problems. How can, you know, say a family. Most people, kids, get, you know, when they hit 12, 13, 14, they start acting a little different. Anyway, I mean, we all do. Is there things that parents should be looking for? That went with their kids, or me, you know, I have friends. There's just things I should be looking for that would say tell me to, hey, maybe it's time to talk to them.
Absolutely, I think there's just a lot of layers, and mental health is not cookie cutter, and so it's really difficult to give like a straightforward answer. But I feel like parents know best about their children if they're in a healthy state and they're able to acknowledge that some things just child developmentally are not being noticed. I mean, we have Far Northern that offers incredible services for children before school age. And then the idea is that by school age, children would be able to get access to having someone that kind of is observing them and notices things and then brings it to the parents' attention. But for mental health in general, or people getting your original question, does it seem that it takes a few times? I'm finding in my business I'm having incredible success with just taking people in, creating a support system, and building a plan with them. I'm seeing them stay in recovery and them having wonderful success in their mental health journey and their recovery just because they had someone sit down with them, educate them, and kind of identify what they're really looking for. It just can be a lot of barriers involved with mental health care, and a lot of things can be labeled mental health when it's not. And so it's...
Okay, like what?
So, for instance, somebody can come in to me and say, I have a child that has Down syndrome, and they're really mentally ill, and that's not a mental illness. And so it's things like
physical things as opposed to mental.
Exactly. And so people just don't really know. They don't know, and there's a lot of education that can be given out there for people to understand the differences between, brain developmental issues and mental illness. And mental illness is one of those things, like I said, it's not cookie cutter. You even mentioned that trauma can happen with anybody and because of anything. And so we're all individuals, and it's about going after mind health.
Okay. Mark, how many people, and we're going to come back, but we're going to roll back in and hit Minds Matter. How many people does the mental health department, part of Health and Human Services, see? Would you say a month?
Oh, you know, that's a good question. I wish I had brought my stats with me. It's probably a
Hey, I just think of questions. Everywhere. You
a
know
couple hundred, I would guess. You know, at the county mental health, we, because of our limited resources, we treat only the most what we call severe and persistent cases. And but our access team is there at 225-5252. Even if you don't qualify for our services, they'll try and refer you to places where you can qualify.
And we talked about there's like three different places that people can go to around Redding, in the Redding area, or I guess, or Red Bluff.
Well, there's a lot of places to go to. If you're talking about, locked facilities for places who are severely mentally ill, that's, you know, we have RestPad on Eureka Way, and we have a crisis center at, that's not locked down, but we have a crisis center at Shasta County Mental Health, and we're working on getting something started for youth in Red Bluff.
Okay.
But there's a lot of other places people can go, a lot of other facilities, boarding cares, transitional housing. It's just a matter of getting connected, and that's why Minds Matter is a great place to go for that.
Okay, Minds Matter, 9th Annual Mental Health Fair and Music Festival, this Saturday, May 7th at Library Park, of course, which is right behind the
Lorenz Hotel.
And it costs so much to get in. Oh, no, it's free.
Right.
That's right. It's free. It goes from noon to 3:30 p.m. Resources Fair and Cultural Performances, 4 to 6 p.m. Headline Music Arts, featuring Cold Sweat, Together We Burn, One Saw, and Pit Crew.
Yeah.
I always like Pit Crew. Now, you've got 45 or 47 different sets of exhibitors that are going to be there.
Yeah.
Anywhere from the Rose Experiment to the... Of course, we've had them on the show.
Oh, you have? Great.
You know, I'm looking at Rose Experiment. Of course, me, I'm thinking, bam, flowers. You know, because we get people on from flower societies. Of course, that has got nothing to do with it. The Alcoholics Anonymous, that's a good group to have there. Arts for Autism, California Council on Problem Gambling. Mm-hmm. People don't realize, you know, part of one of the PTSD symptoms is gambling.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because... Mm-hmm. You've been living on adrenaline for so long.
Right, and you get that adrenaline
changes
rush.
So you do different adrenaline rushes. And one of them, you get on a motorcycle and you pound down the road at 130. You do other things, but one of them is gambling. Mm-hmm. It's got nothing to do with the money.
Yeah.
It's the adrenaline rush.
Yeah, I'm really glad they're coming because I think addiction can go beyond just substance abusing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Amanda does a little bit of a presentation sometimes about how you could almost say you were a little addicted to running while there.
I would run about 10 miles a day.
And if you didn't, it would be, you know, you'd start getting uptight about it?
I actually started having heart palpitations, and then my doctor asked me to slow down because it was being strained in my heart, and that's when I started having the blackout anger rages, which is what got me diagnosed. So.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you stopped running?
When I stopped running. And I did so by suggestion of a doctor. So.
Do you still run?
Very minimally. I have two boys. I keep active.
There you go.
That's the running right there.
There you go. There's that outlet right there.
Right.
This is my outlet. I can just come in and go. Rah, rah, rah.
Yeah, right.
Okay, everybody. This is a great thing. This is what's going on. This is the 9th Annual Mental Health Fair and Music Festival this Saturday down at Library Park behind the Lorenz Hotel. It's going to be a great place to go. And here's the thing is, if you've got questions or if you just want to get more knowledge, because we're starting to tie in a lot of our legal and criminal problems to mental health. If we could take that percentage and get them treated, our problems with a lot of our problems with crime, I believe, would drop too. The ones that they have to pick up every day, or the ones they're arresting 20 times a year, part of this is a mental health problem. Mm-hmm. And the more knowledge we have, the better it is. And this is a great place to go to. They've got them all in one spot right here.
That's right. Yep.
Did a great job. Mark Dadigan and Amanda Flowers Peterson, welcome. How long have you been here in town?
So I've been here since June 2013.
Okay, you've been here. Yeah. You're almost a native.
I was feeling that way.
There you go. Thank you so much for what you do for our community.
Oh, we love it. Man, yeah. Really. It gives back a lot to us, too. Yeah.
Well, you know what? It's this is a great community. People don't realize. You know, you look and you say, oh, there's a lot of things wrong here. There's a lot of great things here,
gorgeous
too.
Gorgeous things.
Great. I agree 100%.
Okay. Sure. Hey, we're going to be back after the news and these messages with Enjoy the Magazine.
And KCNR, Shasta Redding.
.com, I'm Bob Agnew. All but three of Detroit's public schools are closed for the day amid a sick-out by teachers protesting funding issues at the financially struggling district. A spokeswoman says 94 of the district's 97 schools are shut down for the day. Parent Jancy Little finds herself a little frustrated and spoke to WJBK-TV.
I'm very upset about the DPS sick-out that they're planning to do, and I don't understand why they're doing it if they have the money, and I know they have it, so I'm not understanding what's going on at this time.
The Detroit Federation of Teachers yesterday urged its members to call in sick today following an announcement the district would not have enough money to continue paying teachers this summer or to fund summer school or special education programs without further state funding. Public Schools Transition Manager Judge Stephen Rhodes says he thinks the pay will soon be approved.
The Appropriations Committee of the House is working on the bill on Tuesday, and all indications are they will finish their work and move it to the House very promptly.
Judge Rhodes comments airing on WGBK-TV. About 46,000 students are being affected. Secretary of State John Kerry says intense work is underway to try to restore the ceasefire in Syria, especially in the northern city of Aleppo. Speaking in Geneva today after meeting with the UN envoy to Syria, Kerry said both the Syrian government and the opposition have, in his words, contributed to the chaos. Construction spending advanced in March to its highest level in more than 8 years.
The Commerce Department says construction spending increased 0.3% in March. That follows a 1% gain the month before. The back-to-back increases raised total spending to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of $1.14 trillion, the highest level since October 2007. Home construction went up 1.6%, while non-residential construction rose 0.7%.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. More of these stories from Town Hall.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Remember that old punchline? The devil made me do it. We laugh about it, but what if it's true? What if you found out that Satan has power over this entire planet? We built a website called thebiblesaysthat.org. The site sheds biblical light on modern tradition and misguided religious doctrines and helps you find your own answers straight from your own Bible. What you've been taught might not actually be in the Bible. If you want to cut through all of the religious clutter and see who's really in charge, come visit thebiblesaysthat.org.
Puerto Rico has defaulted on its debt. We get the details from correspondent Linda Kenyon.
The governor of Puerto Rico has announced the U.S. territory will not make its nearly $370 million in bond payments after failing to restructure or to find a political solution to its public debt crisis. The governor has issued an executive order suspending payments on debt owed by the island's Government Development Bank. This default may be prelude to an even larger payment that is due in July.
That is Linda Kenyon reporting it. The first U.S. cruise ship in nearly 40 years has crossed the Florida Straits from Miami and docked in Havana, restarting commercial travel on waters that once served as a stage for a half century of Cold War hostilities. Carnival Cruise Line's gleaming white 704-passenger Adonia becomes the first U.S. cruise ship in Havana since President Carter temporarily eliminated all travel restrictions to Cuba in the late 1970s. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. There's been another fatal crash involving a duck boat. Ron DeRockstra has the details.
This time, a 29-year-old woman was killed, her passenger injured after her scooter collided with an amphibious sightseeing vehicle in downtown Boston Saturday. The crash happened shortly before noon near Boston Common Park. There were about 30 passengers on the duck boat when the crash happened, and there were no other injuries. The cause of the crash is under investigation. In 2015, a woman distracted by her cell phone while crossing the street in Philadelphia was struck and killed by a duck boat. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
A solar-powered airplane has taken off from California for Arizona, the final leg of its journey around the world using only energy from the sun. The Swiss-made Solar Impulse 2 took off from Mountain View shortly after 5 a.m. local time today for an expected 16-hour flight to Phoenix. A Swiss pilot is at the helm of the plane that began circumnavigation of the globe last year. More on these stories from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 this Monday morning, May the 2nd, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It is 8:05 and 34 seconds after the hour of 8 o'clock. What's weather look like for this week?
Currently 62 degrees in Reading. We got partly cloudy skies this morning and maybe a stray thunderstorm this afternoon. It kind of wanders around on its own. 84 for a high, so a little bit on the muggy side. Overnight lows will be in the mid-50s. And as we head towards the middle of the week, we are seeing definite thunderstorms, so that's going to make life interesting for firefighters. Gusty winds and a fair amount of rain predicted for Wednesday again. And the good news is that this nice wet rain has over the last couple of months has brought us to within 11 feet from the top out at Shasta Dam. And again, currently 62 degrees. All of this is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Whether customers are a warm friends. Discounts for seniors and veterans, give them a call, 365-3793. Locally owned, locally operated. You know, we are here with Susan Eastman of Wells Fargo. Hello, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are starting out positive. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 68 points at 17,842. The S&P 500 is gaining 6 points at 2,072, and the NASDAQ Composite advancing 2 points at 4,777. Active stocks on New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America up 7 cents, trading at 1,464, Ford positive 10 cents at 1,365, and Barrick Gold up 2 pennies at $19.39. Local stocks of interest, PepsiCo up 3 cents at $102.99, UPS up 26 cents, trading at $105.33, Bank of Commerce up a nickel at $6.41. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 1.84%. And for commodities, gold is up this morning at $4.06, trading at $12.93.26 per ounce. Silver up 4 cents at $17.87, and crude oil off 71 cents, trading at $45 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thanks, Susan. Susan is down on Park Marina Drive. You can't find somebody, you can't find anybody better to talk to about investments, annuities, anything. You got, you want questions, you want somebody to take a look at what you have, maybe you're not happy with where you are, go down and see Susan Eastman on Park Marina Drive, Wells Fargo Advisors. Okay, our next guest is Rally Sally. Good morning, Rally Sally.
Good morning.
You've got Tim Pappas tonight.
We do, in our new location. I am so excited about getting into our new location, which is at the Vineyard City Church, and that is at 3276 Batelli Lane. And also, for those people who are interested in getting involved in helping us with the Jefferson Movement, the Jefferson Support Group will be having their meeting at 5:30 at the same location. So we need helpers. We need boots on the ground. We're doing things almost every weekend with Jefferson. So come on out and find out how you can get involved and listen to Tim Pappas teach us about the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution tonight.
Is that where Yaks used to be?
Yes, well, it's in the same building location, but Yak's is now a mattress store.
Okay.
But we are right next door.
Right next to it, in the big side of it. Okay, good.
Yeah, where it used to be a Holiday Market right there.
Oh, okay, right there. Okay, 3276 Bocelli Lane.
Yeah, and the parking is great. We have a great foyer where people can come and get information. And it's going to be a really great location for us.
Super. Tim Pappas tonight talking about the Fourth Amendment.
Yes.
Good.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks a lot, Sally.
Bye-bye.
I'm here with Rhonda Ball and James Masada.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you two?
Oh,
it's Monday. It's the first Monday of the month. Isn't it tough? I mean, you should have heard me. You should have heard me this morning. I'm just talking about, I have no idea. I'm using the wrong words. I'm getting out and I'm talking about this. I'm going, wait a minute. I need to start over on this one because I've just completely destroyed this read. And
well, then we feel safe.
You guys are safe. No, truly. In fact, I expect you all to be so, I'm so articulate in your doing that I can just sit here with my eyes closed.
Oh,
and,
great.
And
you were kind of counting on me for to ask a question now and then, right?
That or Linda.
Yeah. Well, you know what? And I, you know, she gets it in her head. She says, there's certain things that drive, you know, you have drivers, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Mother's Day's coming up.
Yes.
Linda's parents are coming.
Uh-huh. Oh, that makes sense.
There you go.
That's
it.
She's got she's singing down at Wind River this Thursday, Cinco de Mayo. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a big event. She's rehearsing tonight. She's got all these things going on, and
so she's on benders.
Move furniture around, new things like this. New, you know, I come through and I say, "Is that a new painting?" She goes, "Maybe."
Maybe.
And I said, "Is that a new painting?" She goes, "Maybe." And then, you know, so then I'm thinking, well, maybe it's not. But then I think, oh, yeah, it is. And then she's just, she's redone rooms. I mean, it's like, I don't know where she gets all the energy, frankly, because she does so many other things.
She's a young spirit.
Young spirit, that's right.
She
okay.
Delve anyway, in and get that.
So I don't know how much 2 yards of monkey hair is. I'm pretty sure monkey hair is some kind of bark. But,
okay.
I think it is. I mean, I'd hate to think monkey hair. I mean, what am I going to do with 2 yards of monkey hair except itch?
Oh, that's what you're getting.
Yeah. Well, they're bringing it in. 2 yards.
Hair for the yard work.
For the yard work. Okay. I think it's what it is. It's a.
The shredded bark.
It's the shredded bark. Uh-huh. That's what it is.
I never heard it called that.
No.
Oh.
But.
Well, that's what
I'm. That's a good name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, kind of. Anyway, as long as we're talking about monkey hair, we can move right into the 12th annual McLeod Mushroom Festival.
Well, we just appreciate being able to come on the first Monday of each month and share what we're doing, because I think it's a, you know, not to toot our own horn, but it's an important thing.
Absolutely is.
To continue to always showcase what's going on in our North State, because there's so many amazing things. We learn something every single mm-hmm. day.
Positive things. Yeah, you know, yeah. We talk about, you know, every so often you say, whoa, Redding's one of the top 10 redneck, you know, cities.
Yeah.
But if you look at what their criteria was boat places, fishing places, mm-hmm. you know, and those kind of stuff. And mm-hmm. and you've got Lake Shasta and Whiskey Town here. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, but you got a lot of, you know, of boat sale places and, you know, and small stores around the lake and all this. And then, but that was their criteria. Yeah. That and you had a rodeo. I mean, come on.
One thing that I've noticed about the media, which we are in, is that you can take any angle you want and figure out a way to make it what you're trying to communicate. So, and we do that, but we do that from the positive perspective. That's what we like to do, is really show off what, you know, people are doing, seeing, going to, you know, so on and so forth. So we are here this morning to celebrate the Enjoy Magazine Northern California Living May 2016 issue.
What a beautiful cover.
Bright
blossom.
Oh,
yeah.
I love that.
We are in the throes of spring, and you know, already we're seeing signs of things turning green, going to gold and brown.
Mm-hmm.
It's on its way. But we still, you know.
Everything's still pretty green, though.
Yeah, it's amazing. And so.
Does this cover symbolize anything here?
Not really. It's, you know, we were kind of May's Mother's Day.
I'm just looking at it as Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's spring, and there's obviously, well, it's, you know, it's
multifold.
It's an adult hand handing this beautiful flower, sunflower, to a child.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So to me, that was very, no, to me, it's very symbolic.
I think it's really cute.
Yeah.
Our covers always have some kind of meaning like that, that's subtle, that you, you know, look at and can pick up. But, yeah, they're fun. Those are the fun things, trying to figure out what we're going to do for covers.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
And the battles that ensue.
Uh-huh.
I bet. Do y'all ever have arguments about that?
Not really.
No.
We go back and forth.
Yeah. And sometimes we'll have five or six different cover, you know, cover printouts. And once you put the masthead on it, a lot of times they look completely different.
Yeah.
So one of your favorite photos may not look so great with the masthead on it.
Okay.
So, yeah, so that's kind of the case with the next issue. We have, we did a couple of different ideas, and it's going to be interesting which one is chosen because... Pretty cool. We just had it done last weekend, so, or over the weekend. So
okay. Well, look, we want to take a quick break here, and then we can come back and start discussing the magazine.
Yep.
This portion of the show brought to you by Budget Blinds. Jerry can come over, or one of his people can come over and take a look at your house. Now it's starting to get hot, and find ways of keeping the heat out of your house at, that meets your budget. Whether it's window covering, shutters, blinds, shades, draperies, anything. Give Budget Blinds a chance to take a look at it. Give them a call at 225-9027 or check out, 226-9027.
That's all right.
The further away it gets, the worse it is in my eyes. 226-9027. I'm sorry. It's budgetblinds.com. Jerry can do a great job for you. He's done good jobs for us in the past. I'm here with Rhonda Baugh and James Masada of Enjoy the Magazine. Enjoy the store. We'll be right back.
Rolling.
Paid for by Joe Montez for Congress 2016.
With my experience in business development, I will focus on bringing jobs here. I know how to build jobs. In fact, I am the only candidate in this race that has successfully negotiated on multiple occasions contracts with a Fortune 250 company to land many jobs here in Chico. It's a model that can be replicated across the entire North State. I know how to do it. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of focus and a lot of discipline. But I will do that. I believe your congressman needs to be actively working with companies to bring those jobs to the North State.
It's time for a new kind of leader that cares about the people. Vote for conservative Joe Montez on June 7th and get to know Joe at MontezForCongress.com.
I'm Joe Montez, and I approve this message because the North State deserves higher paying jobs.
She was crying when I first met her. Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Newly engaged, she had just crashed the vehicle they bought together. It had rolled over an embankment and every panel had to be repaired or replaced. A full paint job was also required. Our estimate was well over $20,000.
Now he won't want to marry me, she cried.
When he arrived, he comforted her and was glad she was safe. On the day of delivery, I learned they were moving out of state immediately. I had inspected the vehicle and test driven it myself, but a drive over a couple of states, in the mountains and long desert stretches, made me feel uneasy. I was confident in our repair, but what if the unexpected happened? A few days later he called, and my heart skipped a beat. Hi Don, just wanted you to know the car drove perfectly, not even a squeak. It's times like this when I love this business. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Join me this Mother's Day at View 202 on the Veranda. Hi, this is Linda Bott. May 8th is Mother's Day, so bring your mom and the family for a special Mother's Day brunch overlooking the beautiful Sacramento River from 10 to 4. There will be special prices for seniors and children. Make a great Mother's Day memory this May 8th with jazz on the veranda with the Linda Bott Jazz Ensemble and a very special Mother's Day brunch menu. Call View 202 for reservations today at 226-8439.
Hi, it's Linda Bott and Molly Kidd. Join us on Thursday night during On the Spot at 6 p.m.
Also on the first Thursday of every month, join Rhonda Baugh and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We bring you art, entertainment, food, highlights, and all the stuff going on in the North State.
Don't forget the giveaways, lots of laughs,
and great information.
That's On the Spot Thursdays at 6 p.m.
here on KCNR 1460.
Brought to you by Dandelion Gift and Apparel, Wind River Resort and Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Paladin, Paladin, where do you roam?
Are you happy now?
I am.
Me, I'm happy.
Far, far from home.
Sing it to me, sing it to me.
Anyway, that was, you know, he's found, Bob has, of course, found something from the 60s or 50s of, you know, old television themes.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, that's cool. Before your time.
Doing? No, not really. Well, 50s, yeah.
But. Yeah, before your time. Not before Bob's. He tells me about them all the time. Okay, we're with Rhonda Ball and James Massad. It's a never-ending amount of abuse I give him. But every so often...
You hurt the ones
he gets,
you love.
He, you know what? He comes back and he destroys me. And he understands. All he has to do is, like, he just turns... You know, he just does little things. Like, he doesn't do things... He just goes like, okay. And then he just lets me, and he looks at me when I'm trying to cut a commercial. And he leaves me hanging here because usually he helps me. Because about a third of the way, about the fourth time I try to do up, you know, our spot every day, this is Carl and the Bot. Mm-hmm. You know, I've got it completely screwed up. And he turns on and he says, why don't you try saying this? And I go, oh. it works.
That's why he's got the buttons.
Yeah,
I love the control board.
I love this man.
He's in control.
Okay. The 12th annual McLeod Mushroom Festival.
Yeah, actually.
Well, I didn't know they had a mushroom festival.
Well, there you go, and that's why we do what we do.
It's a big deal, too.
It is big.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is coming up on what's the date here?
It's Memorial Weekend.
Memorial Weekend, yes.
And it's Memorial Weekend every year.
Yes, same time, same place. So, Saturday, May 28th at 10 to 6, or Sunday, May 29th, 10 to 6 p.m., find the McLeod Mushroom Festival on their Facebook account. But this is exactly what it says. People from all over come to the McLeod area to do mushroom finding.
Matthew, I didn't realize that it was McLeod had a lot of mushrooms
out
there.
They have a lot of mushrooms, and they ship them all over the place.
Yeah, wow.
As far away as New York.
As New York, yeah. An interesting thing is that they talk about it. They love it being a festival, but they also really don't want a lot of people to come because it's
a secret. It's a secret. Okay, we want to have a festival, but we don't want too many people here.
So let's put it in the magazine.
Yeah, so they'll talk about where the people will not tell you where they go hunt their mushrooms.
I was going up shooting the other day with a couple of guys, and I said, yeah, we're going to McLeod. And they go, McLeod? I said, yeah, McLeod. And we're going up, and he takes the McLeod exit. I go, what are you doing? He goes, McLeod. Nah. Oh, McDowell. We'll start with a muck there. But you know what? This is, you know what? A mushroom festival.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like mushrooms?
I love mushrooms.
Do you like mushrooms?
No.
She doesn't like anything.
Sautéed mushrooms?
I like them anyway.
Anyway?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I do. You know, you take those portobello mushrooms. Mm-hmm. I mean, you take them and you slice them and you grill them. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like eating a swordfish steak.
I have a friend that's also a mutual friend, Mike Huber. You know Mike.
Yeah. Mike and Nicole.
Mike and Nicole, yeah. Everybody knows Mike and Nicole. Mike actually makes an amazing wild mushroom soup that we usually have over the holidays that's mind-blowing. So, yeah, mushrooms are amazing. What's interesting about the article, it talks about this part of the world, that Mount Shasta, because of its size and its snow, you know, capped peaks, has its own microclimate. And they basically are saying that... trees, even trees up there, grow larger and straighter than any other forests because of this microclimate. And it is maybe one of the reasons why they have in that area
so many mushrooms.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
And they do, I mean, you know, they're talking about these are not your typical store-bought varieties, but there are chanterelles, which is, I think, one that's featured here on the page. It's a golden chanterelle. There are
those are tasty.
Morel mushrooms.
You'll see some outdoor shows where people are, you know, kind of surviving, and they find these. It is, and they just, you know, almost cry. They're so happy. These things are so good for you. I really like this. What they said though is that Mathis says they don't usually advertise the festival too far outside the city, but we're getting more and more people that are into the mushrooms. You're going to get a lot more now.
Yeah, and they have not just they don't just do the mushroom stuff. There's going to be chefs there that will be cooking things that have mushrooms in them. There's going to be music. There's going to be vendors.
I mean, it's a true festival. They also have a lot of workshops and things that talk about the medicinal purposes of mushrooms. So, you know, this is, if you haven't attended a mushroom festival, you know, why not? This is kind of like Northern California's version of the garlic festival down in Gilroy.
I like it.
This you is something what? That...
Okay, it's free Saturday, May the 28th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find the McLeod Mushroom Festival on Facebook.
Yeah.
Cool. So if you're a mushroom fan... There
you
go.
Do that.
I mean, we have morels. Obviously, are some there's something magical about morels because we actually in the store have morel mushroom beeswax candles that are in the shape of morels, and people love them.
They're like little yellow trumpets, golden trumpets.
That one is the chanterelle.
Yeah, the chanterelle is. And I've got to try that. I bet you can try different kinds of mushrooms there, too.
Yes.
Right?
I would really be concerned, though, for myself, making sure that I pick the right ones. I probably wouldn't eat them until I had them approved by somebody.
You see people. Yeah, you can. I mean, you make that little mistake. That's a big part of one of my books is differences between eat this, don't
not
eat
that.
This mm-hmm. those type of mushrooms.
Yeah, right.
And they have photos of them too, so you can't just Oh gosh, okay. All right.
So also, you know, we're getting ready to celebrate Mother's Day,
and we started off this issue with a tribute to moms, and we invited our writers and photographers and sales reps and our people in the office to send a tribute to their mom with a photo, and I just really love this layout, and I know that everybody that contributed were really happy to be able to do that for their mom. So
that's great.
Yeah. So.
Oh yeah, look at this.
Yeah. So it was fun.
Holding a bunny. Well, you know what? It's one of those things that it's such a special day, and people that still have your mothers, I hope you appreciate them.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, really appreciate them. I appreciate so much Linda's parents because my parents have passed away.
Oh,
that thank you. You know, I can say it was a while ago, but you know what? It still has an impact.
Oh yeah.
You know, on their birthdays, like the day that the day that my dad passed away.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of I remember it was April 15th, it's tax day. I kind of think of it as his way of kind of like getting back at him one more time, you know, fight him to the end. My dad was a fighter. And But you know, I appreciate so much Linda's parents because they treat me like a
son.
A son.
Yeah.
I can't say more than that.
And that's a great thing considering, you know, mothers and fathers-in-laws and families and the dynamics.
Never been like that. They've welcomed me into the family.
Very cool.
You know,
that's cool.
Came back with a K bar on my lips. So, all right. Okay.
Yeah. So this is a celebration, you know, of Mother's Day. Obviously, too, we at Enjoy the Store would like to celebrate with you. So if you're looking for a special gift, come check us out. We have an ad in this month's issue that you know we have these beautiful wooden made trays to kind of give a nod to maybe breakfast in bed. You can come into the store and get a few things, and then have this beautiful wooden handmade tray with horseshoe handles that you could serve on. So if you have an opportunity, come, and if you've been to the store, come check it out. We're at 1475 Placer Street.
Let me just give you an unbiased opinion here. Is your store isn't big enough.
Thank you. That's what I say every day.
You guys need to expand. Just kick out that place, that dermatological place next to you. I mean, I never see anybody in there, and I always see people in your store. So you should take that over and expand your store or go someplace downtown that's got bigger down there. Take over Johnny's Cat House. I don't care. Take all that stuff because we buy down there, and for Christmas, for birthdays, for things like this, I can always count on finding the right gift.
Yeah.
When we want to give something that's personal to people, we come down there and we buy things like the jams and the jellies or the olive oil or things like that because it is personal.
Yeah.
It's from here. And you pick them out.
It's a really,
and you give them to people. I mean, and people really love them.
It's really a win-win thing because it makes you feel good that you know, the gifts that you're giving because you're getting to pick them and they are personal. But you know, the backside of that is you're buying a product that's been made locally or regionally. And so, you know, your dollars are being spent in a local store supporting a local producer and getting to take those products and send them outside the area and share them with people so they kind of know what we're all about here.
Yep.
That's perfect, too. And you all ship them and everything.
Yep.
We're going to take a break here. And speaking of local, Alliance Heating and Air voted best in the North State again last year. for anything to do with heating and cooling systems. We use them at our house. You get on their schedule twice a year. They come out, change filters, clean filters.
Important.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? Because when it kicks in, you want that air conditioning system to be working as well as it can for a couple of reasons. One, it gets hotter than hell here. But the other, it saves money on electricity.
Mm-hmm.
Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heated and Air. Really, really great people. We'll be right back with Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Store and the magazine.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's out in the yard today with the crew, making it spring ready and Mother's Day ready for her parents who are coming in on Wednesday. Yes. 8:33 in the morning, everybody. Welcome back. 67 degrees, going up to 84 today. It's going to be a beautiful day. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, locally operated. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Great place. Best place in the world to get a haircut. I love it there. Man's last stronghold. Discounts for seniors and veterans and a veteran-owned business. You're not going to find a better haircut anywhere in California. I don't care where it comes from. I'm here with James Masada and Rhonda Ball. Enjoy the magazine. Enjoy the store. And this is this Hello. Issue is the spring issue,
mm-hmm.
and it's you know, kind of a Mother's Day salute in some parts of it. But you've got other things that the McLeod Mushroom Festival.
Cool.
That was pretty cool. Okay, now what's next here?
Well, I don't know about you. I've been raised here off and on most of my life. My parents moved here when I was six, and then divorced. I moved away. I came here during the summers. I went away for school. I came back. Yada yada yada. But I used to run wild in the days where you used to go play in the creeks. I was raised in Bella Vista. We used to play in the, you know, the irrigation canals and Cow Creek and all these different places, and play by the Sacramento River and do those things. And I used to, you know, obviously as a child, you used to hear the stories about the Mississippi River and Mark Twain and all the steamboats and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And if you go, you know, to Lake Redding Park and you cross the Diesel Horse Bridge and you look west and you see the Sacramento River with those incredibly beautiful trees lining the banks, I mean, you could pretty much think that you're just about anywhere. You know, it has a resemblance of,
sure,
to me, what, you know, the Mississippi and stuff, other than our water's blue and theirs is brown.
and much wider.
Yeah. But, you know, you could imagine being anywhere. And
sure.
So, to my surprise, you know, the magazine is telling us a new story that I had no idea about. But, you know, on page 31, we have a great story called Full Steam Ahead, A Brief Look at the Riverboat Travel Between Oroville and Marysville.
With a photo of one of the steamboats on it.
Yeah, and it's hard to believe, you know, even when you're kind of go through Stockton sometimes, too, that's so far inland, and all of a sudden you see this large ship in a dock, and you feel like you're in the middle of inland in California, which you are, but, you know, our waterways are very interesting. But anyway, yeah, back in the 1800s, there used to be riverboat service with steamships that would go between Marysville and Oroville, if you can believe it or not. And this is just an interesting little insight and peek into one of the captains and the steamboat itself and kind of what the whole concept was. People used to do it to travel, but it was also used mostly for moving supplies between cities. And Montgomery Street, which we've done stories on in Oroville and is a great place to visit, used to be a major hub and massive growth in California back in the 1800s. And they used to move lumber, and they used to move wheat and you know, different supplies between the cities as they were growing. And it used to be a $3 fare, and it would take about 3 hours, and you would travel 30 miles. And even that $3 would include a taxi ride into the city, which was, you know, horse and carriage once you got where you were going. So very, very interesting interesting story. I mean, I just don't
It is, and you look at it, and it's $12 a ton.
Yeah, that was
for freight. For freight. And that the and river levels and the people don't realize that river bottoms change constantly.
Yes.
And
they didn't have the flood control like we do now.
Right,
so.
And they changed constantly. So the master of the boat, and this was written in 1857, by the way,
mm-hmm.
Is the one. I mean, he has to know when he has to make that, you know, bring the boat around, you know, looks perfectly flat, looks deep, and it's not. He's going to have to take it all the way over to the the port side or the, you know, left side of the bank to get around something. Yeah, this was truly an art.
Actually, what the story is about, kind of the day of him waking up in his cabin, getting the ship ready for departure by a certain time because they have a schedule of how, you know, when it would leave Oroville for Marysville, and when it would leave for Marysville back to Oroville, upstream versus downstream, and then the crew navigating, and like you said, all the tributaries, they said, you know, water levels could rise in the river within hours, depending on, you know, rain and those types of things. But again, yeah, we didn't have the dams, we didn't have the flood control, so every year after the heavy rains, the river, like you said, would change sometimes course or change, you know, sandbars and debris. But it's just, I think, amazing to think that there were steamboats here as well.
And think about this. In 1857 alone, in I think it was in Marysville, local banks and assay offices handled more than $10 million of gold nuggets and dust in Marysville. Imagine. Okay, I wonder what that's worth. What that would have been, you know, today would have been into the billions.
Yeah. Well, and you often wonder. I mean, you go if you've gone to Marysville or Oroville, you can see the structure of Old Town, and it's beautiful. And actually, isn't it Oroville that has the green line?
Yeah.
We did a story on where they have actually painted a line through town.
Yeah,
in the middle
is.
Of the street.
Yeah.
Yeah. And along that, if you have some type of a guide, it'll tell you all the different historic things to see and visit. And it's, you know, it's
based, really fun to do.
It's
too.
Based upon this kind of history where, you know, it was a trade post and, you know.
I used to go down there for a meeting, and Linda would go down with her girlfriends. We'd all drive together. They'd drop me off because I'd be there all day. And they would go shopping. Orville's got a lot of places to shop down
there.
They
have
really
a beautiful, fun downtown.
Yeah.
And there's a big initiative, I think, going on right now to kind of, you know, not that it's not already underway, but they're trying even much harder to kind of give rebirth to the downtown of Oroville. And it's got the...
Like we are here. We could work harder. Not we.
Okay.
We work hard.
And with that, I totally concur that we need to do that.
We need to do that.
But if you look at Oroville, and the difference is they have the bones and structure. Their downtown has the buildings that make it charming.
It does.
Our downtown...
Victorian houses. Mm-hmm.
Our downtown needs... I mean, the buildings are gone. You know, you don't have that.
The soul's not quite there.
And it's not to say that we can't make something great. We're just going to have to do it our way.
And do it a different way.
Yeah.
You're right. Because we don't have like the big tall brick buildings. We've got the hotel.
Right. Yep.
But that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When you look around, we've got.
And the Bank of America building and the promenade. Or whatever
No, and the promenade has some interesting storefront spaces and stuff, but it's all trapped.
Trapped. Okay.
It's trapped. Let it go.
All right.
So, so anyway, this is, I thought, was a really...
I thought that was good, because if you like history and you can see, you know, people probably didn't understand, probably never realized it.
Mm-hmm.
There was a very viable steamboat trade.
Yeah.
Up and down between Susanville and, Maryville and Oroville.
Yeah.
Who'd have thought?
Who'd have thought?
Yeah.
What do you got, Miss Ronald?
What do we have now?
This is another cool thing, yeah.
Yeah, the Shasta Cascade Sports Festival is coming up. Another great event, Memorial Weekend. And this is their first one. We have a great place to do triathlons, and it's a no-brainer. So
No, we absolutely do. We've got two lakes
and we have trails for riding bikes.
We could actually probably do a full triathlon here. I mean, Ironman level.
Right.
2.4 mile swim, 112 mile bike ride in a marathon, 26.2.
Well,
I used to do the half marathons, half triathlons in Hawaii.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Because that was, there's no wars going on and we needed things to do. So I joined a triathlon club, headed up by a guy that he was a professional triathlete. And we trained for different triathlons.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, frankly, the original cross training, and the swimming and the biking and this, but they were half, or they were like a 10-man. You'd be swimming 1,000 yards, and you'd be doing, you know, 25 miles on a bike, and then a 10K,
right,
things like that.
Right.
You know,
so they used to do one at Whiskey Town too.
Yeah,
but
just thinking about it makes me want to die.
So this is going to be awesome, and Shasta Lake and Anderson and Redding have all combined forces, and the person that is putting it on met with somebody from Bend who
does kind of their national
organization. Yeah, yep. They've been doing it for 20 years, and they draw 5,000 people, at least 5,000 people to the Bend area every June.
Is that to race?
Yes.
To race.
They have the same thing, yeah. Yep. So for their triathlon.
If you think about that, you know, we have got the perfect... This is almost perfect because you talk about the bike trails, not the bike trails, especially right here, but how you could be probably running up to Shingletown.
Oh, yeah.
Up to Lassen. Go up to imagine that, up to Lassen, down and back. So they've got, you know, you could do that. You could do a 50-mile, 60-mile race here easy.
Yeah.
And then swimming in Whiskey Town and taking off from Whiskey Town or Shasta, however they can do it. But it's going to work.
And this is for families, so there's lots of stuff going on for kids. And
it's not just a triathlon.
No. It's a event, a big event that will take place Memorial Weekend, the Shasta Cascade Sports Festival.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yep. Something else that's happening.
Again, there's no reason why, you know, our area can't have world-class sports events, because we have totally the terrain.
As long as it's not in the middle of summer.
Oh, no. That's when you do it.
No.
So you can really test their fortitude. It's a dry heat, Rhonda.
It's a dry heat. No, that's it's 115 is a dry heat.
You're swimming. You're going to cool off.
Let me tell you something about having
115 on your run, and then you're going to swim across the river when it's 48 degrees.
Well, you start off. You start with the swim, thank God, because see, you know, if you come in at the last with the swim, they'd probably be having people just
die.
Well, we had 5,000 people go underwater. We only had 2,000 come out. But you start with the swim, then the bike, and then in the run. And to people that get into this, and they probably have different levels of it, it's, mm-hmm. it's a lot of fun.
Lots of different levels, yep.
Lots of different levels, and
we have
kids playing and everything.
A lot of Sporty Spice people.
Well, there are.
Yeah.
You know, around here, a lot of bicyclists that mm-hmm. want to do it, and then getting into the cross training because we've got swimming
here.
Speaking
of bikes, this weekend was a big bike mm-hmm. event, wasn't it, too?
Yep.
The Lumerian, I think they called it.
Yeah, the Lumerian.
And I only know this because I took all of our family's bikes in for service.
Uh-huh.
And I said, he called and I said, you know, can I pick, how late are you open tonight? It was just Friday. And he said, we're open till 6. And I said, okay, well, I might not make it. How about I come in on Saturday? When do you open close? Oh, we're closed. And I said, on Saturday? And he said, it's the Lumerian. And I said, what? He said, the Lemurian. I said, what is that? I mean, I know what a Lemurian is, but what is that? He's like, the big bike thing? And I was like I, you know,
yeah.
I was totally out of the loop.
Well, it's hard to win that because, you know, Lemurians are 7 feet tall. And
yeah.
they have bigger bikes, and they travel a lot faster. And, I mean, they usually are so far in front, you don't even hardly see them. So we want to take a break now, though.
Well, let's do it then.
Let's take a break, and we'll be right back with Rhonda Ball and James Masada of Enjoy. There's a lot of other things going on in this magazine and in this month here up here in Northern California.
Full.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just in distance, but also in attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling. It must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. And I will keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
You're paralyzed by the possibilities when it comes to dealing with your windows.
Budget blinds, credit.
What about function, total darkness, filtered light? Should there be a lining?
Budget blinds, credit.
And then there's fabric. Do you need blinds, curtains, drapes, shutters? Maybe a layered look. What about installation?
Budget Blinds Reading.
At Budget Blinds Reading, you're given the very best of two worlds. Locally owned service and the peace of mind knowing Budget Blinds Reading offers more brands and more fashion-forward styles with window treatment options that work within your budget. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds Reading team are dedicated to giving you design help to create a home that reflects your personality.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window coverings, shutters, blind shades, draperies, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's in doing her, I mean, she is working right now. You know, I'm just out there in the yard.
She's
picture
contrary.
It. You know, yeah, she's out there and she's moving bark and moving
monkey
trees.
Hair.
Monkey hair. You know, I'm not even sure it's called monkey hair. I mean, I think it's called monkey. That's what we used to call it because that's shredded bark.
Yep.
Other people call it something else. Hey, it's about 12 minutes until the hour of 9, and we're going to have great weather today. It's 62, 67 right now, going up to 84. Got good weather. It's going to maybe have a little rain later on this week, but the weather reports.
Thunderstorms.
Mm-hmm. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where their customers are warm friends. Give them a call, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And I want to remind everybody, Thursday night, Cinco de Mayo. Come down to Elements Lounge at Wind River. Linda's singing with her band. It is going to be a special night.
Is there mariachi?
Oh, everything. You know, she's, you know what? It's Linda's mariachi. She's coming up with different things here. Trust me, you're going to have a great time. And they have, you know, special dinner menus, steak and lobster for $21, and it is good. Everything else going on at Elements Lounge. She'll be singing from 7 to 9. Get there around 6:15 so you can get your dinner, and then you dance, and you whoop it up. 243-3377. You're going to need reservations this week. Give them a call. 243-3377 for a great time. Rhonda Ball, James Masala, enjoy the magazine. What's next?
Well, we have a great article here called Figs, Farms, and Family. The Steinarchers raise the top with Maywood Farm figs. So this is down in Corning. They are one of the largest organic fig farms in the country. They've been organic since 1990, and surprisingly enough, they are a self-sufficient farm, meaning that not only do they raise figs, but they actually produce their own stock, their own trees. Which is very rare, instead of, you know, going to a nursery that's been doing, you know, either breeding or grafting and those types of things where you're buying them from them. They actually handle it themselves. Interestingly enough, they continue to grow.
50% of their crop is sold at Whole Food Market.
Yeah, so
that's amazing.
You know, depending on where you are in the country, if you go into a Whole Foods, you may be staring back at their packaging, which has got the what they see from their farm of Mount Shasta.
Another cool thing is Newman's Own fig cookies are made with his figs.
Oh,
wow.
Like
Newman's. Oh, Newman. Those are good.
Yeah. Yeah, you're a fig connoisseur, aren't you?
You know what? As we were talking during the break, many times we've been at a lot of places that there's just we're eating really strange or monotonous food. A couple of times we've gotten the opportunity to have figs.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of like, wow. It just is a, it just kind of just brightens up your whole day.
My father was obsessed with figs. He planted fig trees all everywhere we lived and loved figs. And, you know, I'm not a picky person whatsoever. And I can eat a fig, but it's not something that I'm necessarily into. But you can make figs into so many different things. And I have to say, honestly, we have, at our store, we have a Mountain Fruit Company, which is out of Chico, and they produce two fig jams among the 16 other flavors that we carry. And people come from all over to get those two.
Which ones are these?
They're fig jams.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a fig pizzazz and a fig galaxy, they're a blend.
They're saying of the Adriatics, a green fig with a brilliant red interior. He says it tastes like raspberry jam. Mm. Ooh, sound good? I like figs.
And figs are one of those things that are kind of like all throughout the world, right? History, like figs and dates and olives. Like those seem to be like the thing where, you know, anywhere you go back in ancient time, people ate
figs.
Them.
I know. Always being, you know, the Caesar was reclining and being fed figs.
Figs and, yeah, that kind of stuff. So anyway, again,
it's a family-run business, and
organic. It's everything. Yeah,
he's been to India. He's a consultant and teaching them to
grow figs.
And so
again, the market has grown so much he can't even keep up with it.
No, it can't. It talks about that supply is outstrips. Yeah. I mean, demands outstrips supply. Yeah,
that's too bad. You know, you always would like to have something like that.
You know, yeah, that's you a good don't. Thing everybody wants what you have, and you don't have enough of it. So they say,
"I'm sorry."
I tell you what, I'll give you 10 cents more a pound than anybody else.
Well, what a great relationship to know that 50% right off the top of everything that you grow is going to a person, one company. Whole Foods.
Yeah. The only problem with that is if Whole Foods, you know, changes its mind, which I'm sure they won't, because once you get 50% of anything going someplace, now you've kind of
cornered the market.
Now you've kind of dependent on that other one. Yeah. Okay. We've just got a few more minutes. You know, this is such a great magazine. Everything you look at it, first of all, it's a high quality magazine. Anybody that's looked at it is should just be happy when they read this magazine.
Well, we would hope.
I'm happy when I read it.
You get happy, and you get. To me, it's got so many things going for it that are positive that you look out. This is all positive about the North State.
Mm-hmm.
We live in an amazing
place.
Even your ads are cool.
Thank you.
Oh, and look at this photo of the three Shastas.
Well, we try really hard. I mean, you know, we talk about, unfortunately, it seems maybe a little boastful about ourselves a little bit, and we try not to because really this is a community publication.
It's not about us. It's about our community.
And, you know, the local and regional writers and the people that we write about and the local photographers. And, I mean, it's definitely a contribution by a lot of people. And we just really, our whole hope is that, you know, the residents of Northern California embrace the publication because, you know, without that support, it doesn't exist. And
also learn to appreciate what this area has to offer, everything that it has to offer. There's just so much that you don't think about.
Mm-hmm.
And we're pretty lucky. We were driving the other day and looking to the right and seeing Mount Lassen, and I just went, we're just so lucky to live here. It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
And Mount Shasta in front of us, and like, gosh, it's just beautiful. How many people get to see that?
Not everybody.
Now we get to do
this times two, because now we have our South Valley edition, which a lot of people aren't aware of, but out of the city of Visalia, California, we have started a second edition that handles, you know, Tulare County, King County, Fresno County, in that area. And so there's a whole nother world
down there.
And my thing is if you're an Enjoy reader here, you should even take a look at the Visalia issue if you can get a copy sometimes at our store. But if not, go online and link to it. Because if you're going to drive south,
we're going to give
you a ton of things to do while you're to the south of us. And they've got the Sierra Nevadas and, you know.
Yosemite's not far.
Yeah. So tell us about the store. And you got, you know, your stores. We're going to get to Preston just real quick.
No, I mean, we have three stores now, which is great, and they're all the same in base, but uniquely different because of their environment. Our store in Red Bluff just did a big change, and now we have coffee bar, we have a wine bar, which we've had for a while, but the Cedar Crest has now started its own brewery, and so now we have a beer bar inside there, so you can go there and do live music, have some treats that are locally made, have some beer and wine, and enjoy yourself and do a little shopping. And then we have a store in Visalia, California, which are products indicative to those marketplaces we just talked about, the South Valley.
Onions.
They're in the San Joaquin Valley, so you can imagine they're in the world's fruit basket and harvesting area, so you can get just about anything there.
Great. Okay, last story we have here.
Last story, we have our very last story, our giving back story, is about Preston Sharp, and many of you probably have heard of him. He is a 10-year-old boy who has decided that veterans need flags on their grave sites, and he has been raising money so that he can purchase flags and flowers, and he goes out there on his own and places them on grave sites of veterans. He decided to do this because when he went and visited his grandfather's grave at Ready Memorial Park, he wondered why there weren't flags to honor all of the fallen veterans. So I think this is just a sweet story about a sweet kid. He just has such a passion for this, and right now he's been asked to take the flags down so that they can mow, and I mean he spends a lot of time out there cleaning up, picking up trash, and making sure things look really nice, and so it's kind of a bummer that he's got to take the flags down, but hopefully they'll go right back up, and hopefully he'll continue to raise money to put flags on graves of our fallen veterans.
Hmm. Right, and you know what? It's too bad that they can't move the flags, mow, and then put them back up again.
Well, this is a perfect opportunity for somebody to come in and take a look and evaluate and figure out how
do you do that?
How could be both served. They can get their flags and they can mow.
Sure, because he's absolutely right. It's a way of remembering veterans. And right. One part of the story is really, really touching, where he's got a cold and it's raining outside, and his mom says, well, you know what? It's raining. You know, you didn't feel well last week. And he goes, Mom, the veterans were out there fighting in the rain. They didn't say that they couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's unusual to see something like that in a child that age.
Right.
So, but it's cool.
But that's what's really cool about the world, is that you can have, you know, a million kids, and then all it takes is one.
It's one. That's
it. That has some affinity towards something, and boom, something is sparked and born, and pretty soon it's a movement.
You watch your kids, and sometimes they do things that are so magnificent, and they have no idea they're doing it.
Right.
But it's enough to go, oh, yeah, I'll keep them. Yeah. I'm going to keep them for another year over that one. Maybe even 2 years on that one.
I'm still waiting.
You're still waiting for that one.
But Preston does have a GoFundMe page, and he's raised already over $1,400, so that's pretty awesome.
That is cool.
Mm-hmm. Hey, thanks a lot. First Monday. You know what? We really, really enjoy this first Monday
too,
because it gives us a chance to talk about what's happening and kind of like spotlighting what you all do. And it is just fantastic what you do. I mean, I know it's a business, but it's like anything. A business that you put a lot of love and care on. I mean, it's
an example of a business that has more and deeper roots than just a business.
That's
community-oriented. I mean,
it's fun to go to work every day.
As soon as you say, use the word community, you know, whether it's community magazines or stores or radio stations or any of those, it means more, and you end up putting a lot more into it. But you get a lot more out of it too.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. Everybody have a great day, and we'll be seeing you tomorrow morning.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground. Won't be
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
And I'll keep this world from
this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It's the first time this has happened in many decades. A cruise ship has crossed the Florida Straits from Miami, docking in Havana. It marks a resumption of commercial travel between the U.S. and Cuba. The Adania carried just over 700 passengers to the communist island. And a Cuban immigrant's son, who's now running for president of the United States, is talking about his dad and the American dream.
We are the land that in 1957 gave my father, as an immigrant from Cuba, hope and a dream. A teenage immigrant with $100 in his underwear washing dishes with nothing could achieve anything. That's who we are.
Republican Ted Cruz telling reporters in Osceola, Indiana, that as long as he has a path to victory, he's in the GOP race for the distance. The FBI has foiled a plot targeting a South Florida Jewish center. Spokeswoman for the Miami U.S. Attorney's Office says a national security-related arrest was made